It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFO Radio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Wendy, and Wendy had a really fascinating UFO encounter in the Queensland town of Bundaberg. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Okay.
I am super excited because your UFO encounter happened in my neck of the woods. Anything that happens in Queensland gets me very, very excited. And your UFO encounter is one of the most unique ones that I've ever read. Are you able to take us back to, I guess, where this all started for you?
Well, back in 2012, I wanted to go watch the meteor shower, the Gemini meteor shower that happens around the 13th and 14th of December. And my friend had just moved to Moore Park just outside of Bundaberg, and I get excited telling the story, and such a amazing experience. I get tongue-tied telling some pieces of it,
No, you're doing great.
I'm a bit nervous too. We were sitting outside watching Gemini. I'm trying to shorten it down because there's a lot of things that happened. Earlier that day, I had received messages, like instant thoughts that weren't my own. And that was the first time I'd experienced that. And it sort of, there was messages. The first one was, "Thank you for your love. We are connected. Follow the rainbow. It will shoot down."
So are these messages that are, is that like another voice in your head or something?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought I was going crazy. And I repeated it back to my friend. She was like, "I don't know what that is." And then it was like, "Look out over the plane." And I looked over and I saw a bunch of birds flying in the sky. And they were flying in a triangle formation. And it's probably something that you can see anytime, you know, you can see birds flying in that formation. But it was just, I received the message, "Look out over the plane," and I just looked out over past the sugarcane field, and there they were, just flying. And that one would pull out and change direction, and they would all go side to side, like exactly at the same time. And I just sort of went, "Oh, well, that's amazing. You know, that was cool." And just sort of, that was it. That was the end of it. But later that night, we were watching the meteor shower, and this huge comet came over the top of us, like huge meteor shower, like it was so close. It came over, you could feel the reflection off your face. Like, it was low, the meteor. It was huge. It was massive. It was good. There was no moon, so it was really, they were really bright. There was a lot of them. It was amazing. It was my first meteor shower ever, the best one ever I've ever seen. And we got all excited about that. We were sitting down near a fire. The kids were asleep up in the house, probably about maybe the yard was like half an acre. I'm not good with measurements, but we were sitting out in the middle of the yard around a little fire, and the kids were up asleep in the house. And then we saw, we'll just sort of settled down, like that was amazing. After that meteor flew past us, and out sort of facing east, this red light sort of came in, and it went big and then went little, and it sort of, I didn't say anything, and my friend said to me, did you see that? And I said, yes, I saw that. And then, you know, you start eliminating planes and, you know, whatnot, all in the sort of that sort of thing. And so then the way that it changed shape, it went from round to egg shape, from red to orange, and it got closer and closer. We're just sort of like sitting there, like, it's coming towards us, it's coming. And it basically was moving side to side, exactly how the birds were earlier that day that I told you about before, that they were moving, and then it would go around and sort of, it wasn't a plane because the way that it was moving and turning and all that type of thing. And then as it came in over the top of us, it was just above the treetops, and it was triangular, black, but not black, but metallic, but not that colour either. And it was silent. There was no breeze. There was no noise. There was no wind. Everything was quiet. And we just sort of stood there. It felt like forever, but it was probably just maybe a few minutes. So it was probably about the size of maybe like a station wagon sort of type thing, just floating above us, just like above the trees, just right there. And we sort of, we were crying, we were sort of happy, we were just sort of like, what the, like, it's right there. And then it sort of started to move away. It's sort of like parallel to the road that was just out the front of my friend's house that sort of drove into the town of Moore Park. And as it sort of moved away, the back of it, three lights sort of appeared, and then all of a sudden this blue flame just sort of shot out, and it sort of just went sort of like a little, like a, as if it was pushed, like a push sound, like a hot air balloon, I guess, but not that loud. And then as quick as it was there, it was a star, like it was just a moving star, and then it was gone.
It shot off.
It shot off, and it just looked like a star. And we watched it until we couldn't see it anymore. And well, then I went to step back after it just happened, and I did go sit down and process what we'd just seen. And my daughter, she was two at the time, she was standing right behind me. And I don't know how she made it from the house to where I was without sort of looking, because it was pitch black. It was like 1 a.m. It was, you know, early in the morning. And I stood back and I said, oh, darling. And I picked her up, and she said, don't worry, mummy, they'll come back. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow, that's a bit creepy.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, I still sort of wonder how she made it there without getting upset that she had to do it in the dark, because she didn't like the dark.
Yeah. Wow. I have some questions about the UFO, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you saw it from a distance there, you could see that it was it changing shape. Do you think there may have been multiple UFOs creating that illusion or something like that?
I'm not sure. Like, I know what, well, I'm just glad that my friend was with me, because I'm not the only one that's crazy, but we both saw it. But she actually because I was looking at the way I was standing, I was looking straight up at it. She saw another ship as well.
Really?
But I was I was like glued to my spot, focused on that one.
Wow. Okay. So there's potentially two UFOs in that situation.
Yes. Yeah. She saw another one just by the angle she was standing at.
That's incredible because to have one that kind of changes shape like that, it's not really unheard of, but in my experience interviewing people who have had these encounters, that's probably a first for the podcast here. So that's what makes me think maybe there was a couple of them in that vicinity. And when it was over you, how far away do you think that was?
Just above the treetops. It was enough to see detail, but there was no light on it as it was hovering above us.
And what detail?
Just above the treetops, like backyard trees, like gum trees.
That's close, Wendy.
Real close, real close. I got a good look at it. But it was just dark. It was dark. It was just a dark color. The light there was no lights until it started to move away. And then it sort of, the three white lights at the back sort of appeared. And then a blue sort of flame, sort of turbo thing, sort of pushed it, propelled it forward and gone.
When it was above you, did you hear anything? Could you feel its presence there apart from just this UFO just floating above you? Was it giving off any heat or anything like that?
There was no heat. I suppose there was a lot of things that happened up to that moment that connects it all together in a personal sort of, like, my own personal experience. But there was no heat. There was no wind. There was no sound. There was nothing. It was just there. It just appeared.
Do you remember what time you originally went outside to see this UFO?
I started at 10. My friend put her son to sleep, but she fell asleep with him, as you do. And then she got up. I started at 10. She got up about maybe 12. We weren't drinking or anything. We're just sitting around the fire, like, just watching the meteor shower. Because for the last 2 days, because 12, 12, 12, we were there for 12, 12, 12, and we did a crystal grid because we just did a crystal grid together, and we were just meditating. We're just having a great couple of days, just chilling. It was great because we've just moved on these 2 acres, and it's like, yeah, no neighbors, awesome.
And you think you maybe doing these rituals and stuff like that? Do you think that was maybe a little bit of a beacon for this encounter?
Depends. I think it is. I believe that it was. It depends on the person. But, yeah, totally. I do.
Was there any detail to the UFO above you that you might be able to share? Like, could you see if there was any openings or anything like that?
We were directly, like, we were under it. So you could only really see a dull outline because it was dark as well. So we didn't have torches or anything. The fire had died down, but it was still, hot coals. And there was no moon. So there was no moonlight. It was just complete darkness. So it was just there, and it's shadow, but you could see it. But it wasn't black, but it wasn't really a color that I can describe. It was dark.
I understand that, and I hear that a lot, actually, with UFO encounters, especially it seems to be with the triangle-shaped ones that they seem to have this almost anti-reflective coating on them that make them really, really hard to see against the night sky. And I wonder if that's a technology thing or something like that.
A cloaking thing, perhaps. It could have not even been there in the physical. Maybe it was. I don't know. It looked real to me and my friend. We both seen it. So, and we've seen it enter, like, when it came in, like when we first saw it, it was a red circle and it just went really big, like having your finger far away from your face and then moving it close up to your eye and then right back again. like at arm's length. Like that's how fast it sort of came in big and then went little and then moved towards us, red, then orange, then egg shape, and just sort of moving the way the birds were, sort of in that pattern. It was weird. It was weird, but it was amazing. Our life changing. Like
has this experience opened up your mind to other things?
Yes, definitely. It was my awakening to why I'm here. Like it was a big soul thing. So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've connected with my star family and it's a big journey. It's still continuing and it's a fun ride.
It definitely sounds like you've had a positive experience from this.
Yeah. It's definitely, I'm connected with strongly with three different star families and I've drawn my guides through art. I did a workshop with the wonderful Wanda Shipton and it brought out my creative side and activated something. And
that's always a good thing. I'm very much a creative soul myself. And whenever something happens that boosts someone's creativity, I think that's a positive impact. And it's a good thing for not only the individual, it's great for the world itself.
It is. And everyone has this. Everyone has it. They just have to tap into it. And it usually happens through some awakening or some out of this world or something that sort of triggers it. And this was my thing. So, but everyone else has their own experience and journey, but it still sort of leads us back to the same thing at the end of the day, I believe anyway.
So, Wendy, did you ever feel in danger in any of this? In this encounter at all?
No, I was a lot more tripped out that I sort of knew that it was going to come after receiving the messages. And then after it happening, I went back to my messages because I wrote everything down. And then I realized I connected the two. And, you know, it all connected. I felt the connection anyway, my body, something happened. So I felt like as if you're taking a really big, deep breath and you just keep breathing it in and your heart chakra and your chest area just explodes basically. And it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it sounds like it's had a profound effect on your outlook in life.
Not just me, my friend as well. We've been through some stuff. Like it's not all good. Like there's good and bad. But you know, through our life, ups and downs. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's profound and it's beautiful.
Well, that's a series of questions that I was going to ask you there, Wendy, is did your friend have the same messages come to her? Did
no.
She didn't, nothing at all?
No. I had started meditation just after my daughter was born in 2010, and my first meditation experience, I heard an angelic singing. I heard angelic singing in my meditation and I sort of woke up and I could still hear it. And I'm walking around like someone playing music. I thought I was, but it was, I could hear it. No one else could hear it. And I can see orbs and light, you know, little flashes of light and all sorts of things now. So
is that only when you're meditating though?
No, it's when I'm awake as well.
Really?
So it's just, yeah, yeah. It's just a normal thing now. So it's like, yeah.
Do you think you having this encounter has given you also a spiritual awakening maybe to
things
in the paranormal world?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like the veil's lifting. The higher you raise your frequency, the more your DNA changes and the more that you get, the more you can see, if that makes sense.
No, it really does. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of people who have I guess explored the wonders of the paranormal, and everyone that I've spoken to have said the more you look into this, the more you invite into your life. So it's something that you almost, it's a catch 22.
CE5s are a big part of my life. I didn't even know the CE5 protocols and tools when this happened.
What is that?
So Close Encounter of the Fifth Kind, it's a human initiated contact.
Okay.
So you go out into the field and you with a group of people, it's like better the more the people, and it's just meditation with and you play crop circles, a marker for them to sort of get where you are, and they'll show up. But I tend not to have to use that anymore. I just have the intention, send it out.
So are you saying you have the ability to summon UFOs now?
Everyone does. It's not summoning them. It's sometimes they don't show up at all. It's just meditation. It's Dr. Stephen Greer. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've got his books and all that type of thing. So, yeah, it's just a circuit. It's a big, it's all on Facebook. There's a big community of the E5 people all around the world.
So, essentially, what that is people like yourself making contact with these, I don't know, do you call them beings? Do you call them ships?
Well, I call them Star Family because I have connection. Like, it goes deeper than that. I won't get into it, but I have connections with Arcturians. I have connections with the Syrians, just in the way that they've come through and guided me through since 2012, since that has happened.
And do you find that your, I guess, I don't know if abilities are the right word for this, but do you find that you're getting better and better at, I guess, making contact with these things?
It's easier for me because I'm not, I've worked hard on myself, the way that you filter your thoughts, you know, all that type of, you've got to reprogram yourself. You've got to reprogram your thoughts, the way that you think, everything that you've learnt, from society, you know, all the stuff that doesn't really matter. You've got to filter that out and just go with your gut, your intuition.
So you've basically got a greater sense of clarity in your life now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to hear, I'm starting to develop, I guess you could say clairaudience. I don't have a mentor. I'm just feeling my way through this. And there's a whole community out there that is all going through the same thing, exactly the same thing. So,
have you ever considered reaching out to a psychic or in a paranormal investigation group to potentially hone your skills further?
No, I would love to get hypnotized to go back to that moment of when it was above me, like the UFO was hovering above me, to see if there was any lost time or to see how long it was, I was actually there, see if anything else happened.
What do you think happened there? Do you think in your gut you got taken?
No, I think it was some sort of activation because both of our lives have completely changed.
Does your friend do the same type of things that you do now?
No, she's gone different paths. She does crystal gridding, and she does personal crystal grids for people, and it's all about healing, really, because if everyone just it's hard to describe. we just have to find our gift, our talent, because I'm Reiki master. After everything that's happened, I'm a Reiki master. I've been doing relaxation massage for a year now. So it's all, I've sort of gone to the healing side of just touch, and she's gone to the crystal gridding side and does, intuitive messages through that. She gets her own messages through her own guides for different things every day. She works with her guides all the time.
Okay, so, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So that's sort of, and we sort of, I don't know, I delve in sort of tarot. I like to dabble in that, but not officially. Just little things, you know.
Just kind of testing the waters, seeing what works
for
you.
Yeah, well, it's great tools for yourself to grow. Like, you don't have to read tarot for everybody. You could do it for yourself and then trust your intuition of what you say, and then later on, something comes up and it's like, oh, that's right, because the card said this, and, you know, and that scenario happens, so...
So, Wendy, what do you think you saw that night? Is it a UFO? Do you think it may have been military tech? Do you think it's something from out of this world?
I'm not sure if it's military. Like, didn't feel like it. I didn't feel threatened. Nothing happened. But just the way that it entered, nothing, it was not man-made, I guess. I don't know. But military can mimic them too. So,
and you obviously had a positive experience with this.
Yes, I didn't see any beings, but I experienced sort of hearing, like as I said before, I heard, like, it could be complete silence, and all of a sudden I could hear a song. It's weird. My ears will feel like that they're blocking up. And then a music will be played, and this was, it didn't play long enough for me to hear what the song was, but I could hear it, and there was no music being played. There was no music on, everyone was asleep. That was just, just little things like that. But now, 7 years later, I'm a little bit more, if it happens, I just, listen to it, write it down. It's just like a dream, you know. Wake up, write my dream down, all that type of thing. I've had the dream where all the UFOs are in the sky, and so has heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of other people as well. So it's good to have a community that's, you know, like-minded and has the same experiences. And even better, some people go on board. So I don't go on board, but... I don't think.
Is that something that you think you might try later on?
I don't know how to try it. Like, I'm just sort of plodding along, sort of whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I'm always grounding myself. I'm always making sure that, you know, there's, 'cause where there's light, there's dark. So where there's good, there's bad. So I'm always protecting myself.
And that's not probably sure. For the best there, Wendy, because, I mean, when you open these gates, I mean, you don't know what exactly is out there and what you're going to be letting in.
Well, I agree. Because while the Victorians, everyone comes in from another sort of soul family, so it's all connected. So, it's not, because I'm more galactic than, I guess it's paranormal, but I like to call it galactic because it's more up there than down here. But they're all here too, so in a way, we all are.
It's all connected in some weird way, isn't it?
Well, we're all one. We're all one. So it's all back, goes back to the universe and all that type of thing. So, yeah.
Well, Wendy, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your encounters with us. They're truly fascinating, and I haven't had anyone that's had anything like this happen. So it's really great that you've come on the show to share those encounters.
Thank you for having a show so people can share their experiences, because I know it's been 7 years and I've sort of held back. I only tell a few people, but it's like, nah, it's time. It's time.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe. And you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.